Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Real Business Owners Podcast. This is Kale Goodman coming at you guys with a solo podcast today. As you guys know, me and Trev have done a couple more of these recently. We've had different schedules and jumping in and doing a couple solo ones. So you get me again solo today. And today, you guys, I want to jump right in and talk to you a little bit about some recent things that have gone on in my life that has had me reflecting a little bit differently. I mean, as you guys know, we just went through Mother's Day in May, and then just recently here in June, it's been Father's Day. And I had the privilege of talking with some of my family just the other day on Father's Day, this last Sunday, about really what it is that we've learned from our fathers, and me being a father, and what I hope that my children have learned from me so far in my life. And, you know, I got to tell them that, you know, my dad obviously wasn't perfect. And, you know, there's a lot of power in choice and what we choose to learn from our parents. And at the end of the day, you guys, our imperfections are really a gift. As parents, and the imperfections that we got from our parents are a gift as well. And so that was kind of the message that I wanted to relay to my children, and my nephew is there, and my sister, and my friend, and is, you know, you guys, there's a lot of power and choice and what we choose to take away from our life, our upbringing, our people that raised us, whether it's your parents or somebody else, is really powerful, because there is lessons in those imperfections, as well as there's also lessons in the gifts and the things that they did right as well. And in a lot of our previous episodes, I've talked a lot about what I've learned from my parents' mistakes. And it's funny, because even my mom, I know she watched one of them, and she, you know, it kind of hurt her a little bit, you know, to hear like some of the things that I learned from some of their trials, some of their imperfections. And so today I want to highlight some of the good things I learned from my parents and how it's really turned into a recipe for me being a high achiever in business. And I had these thoughts actually recently on our family trip when we were up in Montana. I was doing some morning workouts, and then I went to do some writing, and I started reflecting on, man, what are the things that my parents did right? Because I've spent a lot of time through all my years of therapy and talking to other people and coaching other people, like friends and family that are going through stuff in their life, about learning from all those mistakes and those imperfections. And while it is powerful that it is a choice that you can take away some real gifts from those imperfections, it's also important to reflect on the things that were done right. And that was kind of my message to my family and Father's Day this week. And so I want to kind of share some of those things with you guys as well, because at the end of the day, I guess if I want to talk a little bit about the imperfections, I mean, man, my recipe for becoming a high achiever is, I feel like you got to have these three things. And this is what works for me, okay? Is you got to have love, okay? You got to have a deep love for what it is you want to achieve it in your life. There's got to be some purpose behind it. And a lot of the imperfections, like my family, we grew up with money problems. There was a lot of fights in our home. I mean, like legitimate fights where like one of my parents went to jail multiple times. Like, I can't tell you how many times the cops were out in front of our house and it was the talk of the neighborhood because one of them got hauled off in handcuffs for domestic violence or whatever, right? But it was usually stemming around money. And so I learned at a very young age that money was powerful. And I fell in love with the idea of being rich, of having money, of having wealth. And at the end of the day, I mean, that's really what's driven me. I mean, we grew up in a Mormon community. We used to have these people that would come over, and they called it home teaching, right? And our home teacher would come over, and I remember I was very young, probably only 7 or 8 years old. And after all these fights about money and problems with the IRS and, you know, these battles that turned into jail time for some of my parents, I just learned really young that, man, I love money. I love the idea of the freedom that money gives us. And so my whole life, when people, like kids in school, were talking about like what they want to be when they grow up, I mean, I was just like, I don't care, I want to be rich. And I remember this home teacher one time, he says, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'm really young, and I just looked at him, I said, I want to be a millionaire. And he laughed. He laughed at me and he said, okay, that's cool, but what do you want to do to become a millionaire? And I was like, I don't know. I haven't thought that far about it. You know, I just want to be a millionaire. I want to be rich. And so for as long as I can remember, I love the idea of money. So deep, right? That's kind of what drives me. And one of the messages I like people to understand is that there is no love without fear. And so fear can either be paralyzing or it can be fuel. And I've always used that fear of like not becoming a high achiever, not being successful in the money department to fuel me to push through a lot of things in my life. But getting back to my mom and my dad, it's funny because my mom, she's always been a fighter. And, you know, as long as I can remember, she did not let people walk on her. She did not let people mess with her family. And she would go to crazy lengths to protect us. And it was all out of love, right? She did a lot of these things out of love, but she had that in her. And I got that from her. You know, I'm the nicest guy you'll ever meet in business until you cross me, until you try and screw me or screw the people that work within my company. If you are creating a situation that's going to harm the ability for the people in my company or me and my family to eat, like, man, I'm a fighter. You better look out. But I'm also a fighter against myself as well. And I got that from her. I mean, to share a couple quick stories with you guys, I mean, I remember I came home from the seventh grade and I had a black eye. I got beat up by a ninth grader. And my mom says, "What the hell happened to you?" And I told her the story. You know, this kid, you know, he'd been picking on me for a while. I didn't come home. I didn't want to talk about it. It wasn't something that, you know, I wanted my parents to solve for me. But man, she threw me in the car. We go driving down the road to find this kid. And I told her who it was. We actually didn't know where this kid lived. But as we're driving down the road, we saw the kid walking home. And my mom, man, she aimed her car right at him. She revved her car up. She almost like drifted into this kid, you know. She jumps out. She grabs that little shit and she starts letting him have it. She did not care about the repercussions because my mom's a fighter, man. You mess with her, you know, you're going to get a fighter. You're going to get somebody coming back at you 10 times. And that's really just something that she instilled in me. And I want to highlight that about her because, you know, we talk about a lot of the imperfections. We talk about the things, the traumas that we get in our upbringing that our parents do that we get to learn from. They're gifts if we choose for them to be, I mean, or we can stay a victim and not learn from those things. But there's 99.9% of the time the people that raised you that instill some good things into you as well. My mom, she's just not a pushover, and you need that in business. You have to be a fighter. You cannot be a pushover. You know, you can't let people walk on you. You've got to be able to jump in. You got to be able to have that fight sometimes. And really it comes, you know, you versus you as well. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, some people, sometimes they got to fight themselves as well. They hit lows. You know, I know many people have been in deep lows where, man, they just want to end it all. And you got to fight. You got to fight to get back in the game. Sometimes you start over and you feel like you got the world down on you, against you. You feel like there's just a pile of just shit coming at you and there's just no point in moving forward. And it takes a fighter to push through that. And I learned that from my mom. And even very recently, she was in the hospital and she had chest tubes in her. She had breathing masks on her face. At one point, she had breathing tubes. She had a feeding tube in her. And like, man, they didn't think she's going to make it. Her lungs were filled up with fluid. She had full ammonia. They were white. They were hard. The doctor pulls me aside. He says, "Man, I'm seriously scared for your mom. We don't know if she's going to make it." And for a small moment, I remember thinking, man, this might be it for my mom. And she had a lot of moments of just being totally out of it. And she had moments of, you know, some coherency as well. And I just remember her coming in and out. And I remember her looking at me scared. And she said, "Hey, I'm a little bit scared. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't know if this is going to work out." And I was like, "Mom, you've been a fighter my whole life. You're going to get through this." And, you know, she came through and, you know, she had her ups and downs. And, you know, one moment she came through and she's like, "Hey, are you going to that Garth Brooks concert?" And I said, "Mom, you're a fighter. You make it through this. You get out of this damn hospital. I'm going to take you to that Garth Brooks concert with me and my wife." And coming up here in a couple weeks, I get to do that with her because she fought, man. She's a fighter. She pulled through. Even the doctor didn't think she was going to make it there for a little while. Even I didn't think she's going to make it there for a little while. And so, you know, I just really like to highlight that these, sometimes we got to look for them, but these gifts that we get in our upbringing are so powerful. And I challenge people to really reflect on those, man. I wouldn't realize the fighter that I am or the fight that I have in me if I didn't reflect on that. I didn't take the time to realize how important it is to be a fighter in business. And I feel like that's one of the recipes that's helped me become a high achiever, because, man, I've had so many things against me in business, competitors trying to take business from me, and they did, and I had to fight back. And, you know, we can always fight dirty or we can fight clean, but I remember it served me in business when I did have a competitor that, you know, he went around, he was spreading some rumors about our company that weren't true. And I remember having moments of really wanting to attack in different ways than I did attack, but instead I silently made lists of every person that I've ever come in contact with that told me they worked with this person. And generally in business, I'm a pretty nice guy. I feel like, hey, there's a lot of business to go around. But at one point, this guy took a client from us, an affiliate that was a very valuable one, and it didn't feel good. But instead of looking at the situation of like, man, I'm going to start going out and trash talking him and making up stories about him to get that business back or whatever I could have done, I decided, man, I'm going to sit back. What can I do different moving forward? And because I'm a fighter, I assembled my team to be more elite. I assembled my team to do better, to step up, to fix the areas of any area that we could to where clients would never want to leave us for a competitor. I remember also making lists of everybody I ever came in contact with that worked with this guy, because you know what? The gloves were off. I'm a fighter. You know what? I thought there was plenty of business to go around, but you took some business from me, and if I get the opportunity, I'm going to take it from you. I'm not pushover. You ain't going to push me around in business. And I got that from my mama. So anyway, that's a cool thing that I got from her. Another thing I got from my dad as I was doing this reflection up in Montana is I'm like, man, what did I really learn? That was good from my dad, right? Because my dad, you know, compared to my mom, he is a pushover, right? But we won't go into that. You know, my dad's a hard-ass worker. And without hard work, I don't think you can be a high achiever in business. And I was lucky enough in my upbringing to actually work several years on the job site. My dad's blue collar. He's in his mid-60s. He's still working hard. That guy's still packing planks around and setting up scaffolding, and he's climbing up on roofs, and he's climbing under eaves, and, you know, he gets his hands dirty, and he gets banged up, he gets bruised up, and, man, even into his mid-60s, that guy's still out there working his ass off. And luckily, on a lot of our job sites, I had some cool lessons instilled in me from him. And, you know, we worked out of town a lot, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours away from our hometown. And so, you know, I just remember, you know, the last thing I wanted to do was these jobs some days. I mean, the last thing I wanted to do was go and stay overnight in, you know, Panaca, Nevada, which was a dinky little town 3 hours from us. And, you know, but I remember him saying, hey, we're here. Let's get the job done. You know, there ain't no reason to complain. We're here. We might as well do the job, get it done, make our money, and let's get out. And that's just how he was. And so I learned to work hard, to push through things that I didn't want to, because it was important to just get the job done. And too many times people in business, and I have this talk with our salespeople and our fulfillment and our accountants, is like, hey, we're here. We might as well do the job, and we might as well do it 100%. Because when we leave here, we want to feel good about what we accomplished today. We got to do shit even though we don't want to. And I learned that from my dad, you know, and even not on cutting corners. You know, people that really are hard workers, they're not corner cutters. You know, I remember there being times getting frustrated. My dad did siding. He did soffit and fascias and, you know, coverings on homes. And I remember one time we was throwing these rain gutters up and we put some downspouts on. I just remember, like, I really did a janky job on something because I was frustrated with it. I couldn't get these downspouts to connect just right. And I remember him coming over and saying, tear that down and do it again. You know, that's not acceptable. You know, just because you got frustrated with it and you want to be done with it doesn't mean that you can just do a shitty job. You know, take pride in your work. You know, and these are some of the lessons I learned from that's just the type of man that he was. And so while I learned a lot from my dad and I chose as I grew older to, you know, take some of his imperfections as great lessons that I could apply to my life, like he had horrible money habits, you know? And so I decided I'm never going to go down that road. I do not want to have the money struggles that my dad had. You know, I want to do better. I want to give better to my family because I love my family, right? But I fell in love with the idea of money and the freedom that it can bring because it would have solved a ton of problems in my upbringing. Because of my dad's horrible decisions, I chose to learn from that. But I also just recently, I'm like, man, especially because my dad was also in the hospital recently. You know, my dad's he's got diverticulitis. They're saying it's pretty extreme. They're saying if he doesn't change some things, he could be kicking the bucket pretty soon. And so, you know, with my parents going through these things, I just really wanted to reflect on, man, what are the good things I got from them? You know, instead of just learning from their mistakes and their imperfection, what are some of the good things? And that's really it is, man, my mama was a fighter. My dad was a hard worker. He didn't cut corners. When he did something, he did it 100%. Why? Because I'm here. I'm putting in the time anyway. Why would I not just do it right? Do it to my best ability. And really, as I thought about it and I was doing this reflection up in Montana, I thought, man, that's really my recipe. And I don't know if it's your recipe, but it's my recipe is in order to be a high achiever, first of all, you've got to love something. Okay. Now that could be different for everybody. I love the idea of money. I love what it could provide to my family. I love, you know, being able to create the lifestyles that I can with money. And you got to have a deep love for something if you really want to achieve success at it. You've got to be a fighter. You can't be a pushover. You can't allow other people to push you around. And you've got to be a hard worker. Because in my opinion, to be a strong leader, you've got to be able to lead by example. It's like one of the top three things of leadership, right? You've got to have the ability to lead by example. You've got to have some humility. You've got to have the willingness to lead people to begin with. And you can't do that without hard work. And so I learned some of these great things from my parents that I really wanted to highlight instead of all the shit that they did in my life and the shit that they did that I learned from in order to create some of my success. I wanted to highlight some of the great things that they did as well. But it all starts with love. And I'm a firm believer that there isn't love without fear. And the best way that I feel like I can put it, and this might be a silly analogy, okay, but recently, we put a swimming pool in our backyard, and I've got a baby girl. She's 1 year old, and I love that girl more than anything, right? And if you don't love something so much that it will fuel you to never get lazy on it, then you really don't love it enough. See, I love my baby girl so much that I took every precaution, because the worst thing that could ever happen is her falling in this pool and drowned. The worst thing that could ever happen is her dying. That's what I mean by, like, there is no love without fear. And that fear is either going to paralyze you or it's going to fuel you. And so I took every precaution because I allowed my fear to fuel me. I said, okay, I'm going to get one of them $10,000 pool covers, right? That has a lock pin on it. My kids are never going to know the code. I set some ground rules to my wife that her and I are the only ones that know the code. Not even our nanny knows the code to our pool, right? And I said, okay, now we're going to also get cameras put up. Okay, because if for some reason we ever do need to check on the backyard, for some reason the pool cover is open, I want to be able to make sure my baby's okay, right? And so, you know, like I'm super motivated to make sure I'm taking every precaution to make sure nothing will ever happen to my little girl. And my wife, she even took my baby and she signed her up for these swimming lessons. And it's working. Here we are. We're 6 weeks in actually right now. Okay. My baby girl, she's swimming. Okay. We practice with her every day in the pool, every night when that sun goes down and it's not blaring. We take her out. We work with her for about 20, 30 minutes. We do our homework, but we go to an instructor. And in order for a baby to learn how to swim, you guys, it's not something you just take them to. It's not like your kids in soccer. You don't take them to practice once a week. You take them to practice every single day. For 6 weeks for them to learn how to swim, roll on their back, breathe, float, make their way over to the shelf, pull themselves up on the stair, and save themselves if anything ever did happen. So every morning my wife gets up and she takes the baby to the swimming lessons. Every day when we get done swimming, I go and I shut the pool cover. There's been times I've laid down in bed and oh shit, man, I forgot to close the pool cover. I get out of bed even though I don't want to, and I go out and I close the pool cover to make sure while the nanny's with her the next day, there's nothing that could ever happen. And that's what I mean. And I relate that to business, okay? Like I love my daughter so much that I'd never allow myself to become lazy at all because one mistake. One moment of me being lazy, one moment of me not getting out of my bed to go make sure I close that pool cover could be the reason she falls in and drowns. I love her so much, I take every precaution to make sure that that would never happen to her. And that's what I mean when I say you gotta have love. You gotta have such a deep love and a fear attached to it that if you don't hit that goal, you don't achieve the success that you really want in your life, in your business, the life that you're trying to design. If you don't love something, attach some love to it, and allow that fear of not hitting that goal or hitting the success that you want to fuel you and not paralyze you, then you're in the wrong game. So that's my recipe for becoming a high achiever. I think that you got to have such a deep love that it's actually scary. There's fear attached to it, and that fear fuels you to push yourself to make sure that you never allow yourself to get lazy. And then you've got to be a fighter, like my mom taught me. And then you've got to be a hard-ass worker like my dad taught me. And at the end of the day, you guys, that's my recipe for becoming a high achiever in business. And that's still what pushes me today. The game plan changes all the time, but that is what I always tap into in order to reach success. Was I always aware of it? No. But I encourage everybody, man, take some reflection time. Look at the things that are gifts. If you can really choose to see it, it's so powerful, right? The imperfections that your parents, the people that raised you, there's so much power in choosing to learn from those. But there's also a lot of power in taking some time and reflecting on the good things you got from them as well, the things that they instilled into you that help push you to being great like you are right now. But that's my advice to you guys, is take that time, reflect. Reflect on the good and the bad. Choose to learn from the bad. Choose to learn from the good. But make sure that whatever it is that you're doing, that there's so much love involved that it's scary and that fuels you to hit your goals. If I do not stay successful in my business, man, it affects me and it affects my family, right? And that scares me. If I ever get lazy, man, I can't provide my family the way that I want to provide. If I don't reach the levels of wealth that I'm seeking, that affects me and my family, which I love more than anything, right? And my entire life, I've just loved the idea of financial freedom, which involves me being wealthy. And so my fear of not becoming wealthy, not becoming successful, and how it affects me and it affects my family, it fuels me to stay working hard and fighting to become successful and winning at this game in business. And that's my lesson for you guys. I hope that you guys get something out of that. Spend some time, do some reflection, find out what you really love. Love so much that it scares you, to where you get back in the game, you fight. If you're at a low right now, you feel like hanging it up, man, you gotta be a fighter. Get your ass back up and hit the pavement. Get your ass back to the grind and start building what it is that you really love. So that's my message, you guys. I hope you get something out of that. I love you guys. If you got something out of this, drop us a review, rate us. I've had fun talking to you guys about this today. That's a little bit deep for me, but hopefully it makes sense to you. Hopefully you got something out of it, and I appreciate every single one of you. Take care. Kick ass.